Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to another edition of The Debate on Press TV. I'm your host, Behrouz Najafi. After weeks of protest rallies asking for Abdelaziz Bouteflika to step down, the longtime and ailing president has announced that he will step down before his mandate expires on April 28th. The 82-year-old politician was in power for 20 years. Last week, the powerful army chief suggested that the country should invoke a constitutional clause to formally remove the president, insisting that Bouteflika is unfit to stay at the helm. Now, what's awaiting Algeria? What does the political upheaval in the country mean for the wider Arab world? Will it set a precedence for peaceful transitions in the Arab countries whose rulers usually stay in power for life? First off, let's go to Algiers, where our correspondent Kamel Mansari is standing by to bring us up to speed about the expeditious political developments in Algeria. Kamel, over to you.
Well, the first element that there is new in this development is the fact that the president Bouteflika admits that he is resigning and does not admit in the same time that he is incapable to rule, that he does not suffer any incapacity of ruling, which is different. If he has to admit that he is incapable of ruling or suffers for sickness or illness, it means that he was not ruling the country by himself, that people were ruling on his behalf. And the fact that he announces that he is resigning, it is a different parameter and it's a different scenario, which will reduce even the length of the transition period. Instead of 45 plus 90 days, now when he will resign, it will be counted immediately from 90 days. But there is another element that is really important in this transition, is the fact that he said that I'm going to take fundamental and important measures to prepare smoothly the transition. He refers to the person who will take over the transition period. People are not talking about Ben Salah. People demonstrations refuse that this mission or will be given to Ben Salah. Now there are some transactions and some negotiation to find out who is the person who will lead this period, because whether from the parliament, from the Senate, or outside the Senate, there are names that are circulating up to now, but there's no confirmed name so far, which made the situation a little bit difficult for president to announce, to give a precise date where he will leave. It could be in the next days, or it could be probably next week, but he didn't give a precise date where he will leave, and from that date we will count the 90 days. What we have learned or what we have heard from the opposition leader who reacted to this announcement is the fact that these changes or this announcement does not respond to the people, the demonstration's request, which is the change of the entire regime. Now, what we are witnessing, according to the opposition leaders and some commentators, is the regime is changing itself by itself, which means there is no participation of or any person outside the regime. And this is not what people have been demanding. They have been demanding that the entire people or the power holders in Algeria should leave and give the power to new personalities, independent personalities. There have been names circulating, like the lawyer, Mr. Mustafa Bouchashi, or somebody else who has nothing to do or no connection with the power. So this is one of the crucial points that is this should be controversial in Algeria, okay. And it will remain for days. Probably next week or next Friday, we will see what will be the reaction to this announcement by the street. Yeah. The announcement was made just to calm down the street, but apparently some commentators are talking about, even the political leaders from the opposition are saying, that's not what we were demanding, and it, okay. this is returning back to February 22.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. Thank you for that, Kamel Mansari, our correspondent in Algiers, Algeria. Now, joining me in this debate will be political analyst Ali Bahaijoub from London, and also professor of George Washington University, Nabil Mikhail, who's also joining us from Washington, D.C. Now, good to see you both, gentlemen. Let's go to London first, to Mr. Ali Bahaiju. Why do Algerian people want President Bouteflika to go?
I think because the ruling elite has been there for too long, and they have no confidence whatsoever in the ruling elite at the moment. They feel that there hasn't been any change, and today there was a new government that was nominated under the primership of Nuruddin Medwin, and 27 members of this government, 8 of them are from the previous government. So that's why people feel that the change is not actually taking place, and they want an independent technocratic cabinet to oversee the transition, and that it's not happening. The other problem that is taking place at the moment is most people think, who's actually running the country? Is it really Bouteflika, or there is a ruling elite around him that are doing what they have been doing for the last 5 years, because Bouteflika has been ailing since he had a stroke 5 years ago, and the country has had a sort of a political vacuum ever since. So that is the biggest question, is he really capable of doing what he's been, or what has been done in his name in the past 5 years? And this is one of the biggest questions that Algerians actually are posing. And what they want is a total a clean up of the political arena.
Okay, let's come to that at a later point. Okay, we'll come to that at a later point. Now, let me go to Nabila Mikhail. Nabila, President Bouteflika seemed quite adamant to stay in power for another term. That's the fifth term. Why did he decide to step down?
First of all, you did a good job in terms of TV journalism. You captured the story quickly, and then you allowed for a debate of it. That's good professional standard. Okay, why is he resigning after some stubbornness? Because he could not resist the tide of change. It is sweeping over the whole country, and the Sunday Times just made a comment that the protesters are growing more tense and more determined to affect a change. So he could not really thwart that process demanding genuine change. There are so many conflicting reports, and I'm quite sure that Bouteflika himself and the people around him are confused. I just read before I came to the studio, and thanks for the invitation, that Al-Yamin Zerwal, the former president, is planning a comeback. I do not know whether he wants to run for president or he wants to exercise some more pressure on Bouteflika. So the end result is more confusion, and I believe Abdelaziz Bouteflika availed himself of further entanglement in a process whose direction is not known. So his resignation is the first step toward an outcome that is still unknown for millions of Algerians and millions of Arabs.
Remind you that the power behind the throne is the army, and the army is always the one that actually chooses whoever is going to govern the country, and that has been going on since 1965 when Boumediene took over, and that has not changed so far. The only thing that has changed since last year, or since 2 years now, is the purge of the intelligence services, and that has been a transitional period from that. And then certainly in the last few months there was also the purge of the army. All the leaders of the regions were removed and replaced by younger generations loyal to the deputy defense minister Ahmed Gaid Salah, who is in fact the ruler of Algeria today, and he's the one who will pull all the strings for whoever is going to govern or going to be the next president of Algeria.
Yeah, but Ali, people looks like sure. That people do not like to take heed of the general's request in their protests that reflected that idea.
Well, they are asking the army not to intervene. The people in the streets have been asking the army not to intervene, and they know that if it intervenes, there would be bloodshed. So far, it's been a very calm and peaceful protest, and people have come out into the streets to protest against the fifth mandate of Bouteflika, and I think that the message has gone through and it's been taken into consideration.
Right.
Now it's the next step, and the next step is how is it going to actually go into the next level? And the next level, they say, is going to be a national conference. Who's going to chair that national conference? And who are the people who are going to be in that national conference? And what will the result be? And that is the big question at the moment about the future political status of Algeria.
Okay, Nawid Mikhail, what do you think is awaiting Algeria now that President Bouteflika has said that he will resign?
Basically, a long transition period, and I believe that the military will come to play a big role. I do not know in what shape, perhaps prepare for new elections, perhaps allowing parties to field the candidates. But you have to also to realize that there are so many worries, especially from Europe and France, and even the United States wants to know, has a deep interest in Algeria as to what direction the country will be going. So it's a long transition period. I would assume that the new figures who will be in power, even symbolically, will try to coordinate things with Europe. Unfortunately, Arab diplomacy is not really helpful in intra-Arab or inter-Arab disputes or reconciliation. So I believe the new transition regime will talk to the French about stopping any potential for a crisis whereby 40,000 people are lined up before the French embassy in Algiers for immigration or asylum seeking. The economy is also important. Algeria is a nation of 40 million people. If the transition can help improve the economy a little bit, I would assume it would impact long-term plans for a peaceful transition, and at least, or at a minimum, everyone will say, let us not repeat the example of Abdelaziz Bouteflika. Let us not allow the president to stay that long, whereby the demand for change could be forceful and basically effective to force the president to quit.
Not to London.
I should actually point out there that the Constitution...
Ask the question and then I'll have your comments too. You know, the protesters have been calling for the departure of not just the president, but also an entire generation of political leaders, including those who would be in line to succeed him. Nabil mentioned one. Should we expect bigger changes in Algeria after President Bouteflika's decision to quit?
I believe so, because the people now, there is actually a people power. And the people power will eventually have the last word. And I think they are really fed up with what's been going on for the last 10 years at least. Because remember that the Constitution only allowed for two mandates. And the Constitution was changed to allow Bouteflika to go for a third mandate and a fourth mandate. And even the fourth mandate was questionable because he was ailing already. And people thought, hold on, we have a president who's incapacitated by a stroke and who should not be governing or working. He should be rehabilitating himself. He should be convalescing. But unfortunately, that has not been the case. And a lot of people say that there is a ruling elite behind the president, headed by his brothers Nasser and Said, who probably are the ones who are pulling the strings to keep things going as they have been for the last 5 years. But unfortunately for them, that's not going to happen again, because the people now in the streets every week and for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and they are demanding a change, and not just any change, a radical change with the ruling elite, the old guard as they call them. They want them out of the way. They want a new generation of technocrats who will rule Algeria and in a democratic way. And this is the aspiration of the Algerian people.
Now let's go to Washington D.C. Nabil, the majority of the protesters are young Algerians who have been seeking a new system of government, not simply someone replacing President Bouteflika. Are they asking for too much?
A good question and a difficult one. And you can begin your inquiry by the fact that this is a typical revolutionary scene. The haves and the have-nots, the younger generation are the ones who are more mobilized and who are willing to take a risk. But I do not think that Algeria would dismantle much of its state apparatus, not just because of the deep state syndrome found in many societies, but because actually you have to run things. Revolutionaries are not bureaucrats. So there is a necessity for someone to manage the affairs of the states. Are they asking too much? I do not think they can really ask for too much, because actually, since the departure of the French, the party, the state in Algeria have outlined the basic contours of policies. I mean, Algeria, for instance, will not change much of its diplomacy toward Morocco, since there is a dispute between the two over Sahara. They will not change much of their diplomacy toward France. If the internal call for change is their focus, that will require a lot of effort, a lot of conviction, a lot of dialogue, a lot of persuasion. And they have really to articulate certain demands as to what kind of change they're seeking: a multi-party system, a better functioning democracy, more transparency. It can help, and my advice to them is to seek all these good goals, but gradually, methodically, and to basically put the sublime interest of the nation before any personal conviction.
Now, Ali, in London, what does the political upheaval in Algeria mean for the wider Arab world?
I think it's very important. I think all the Arab states are watching Algeria's things, or the situation at the moment, as it evolves from one day to the other. So it will be very closely watched and monitored by neighbors and also in the Gulf as well. Because if anything happens in Algeria, it will have repercussions on neighboring states and also in the Arab world. So it is quite an important aspect that a peaceful transition is important not only for Algeria, but for the whole region and for the Arab world. That's the aspirations of the people who are protesting. And whether the ruling elite is going to respond favorably to the demands of the streets. And we must remember that over 50% of the Algerian are actually under 30 years old. Mm. And so it's a very young country, young generation, and they are the ones who want to change, and they are the ones who are seeking employment, seeking social and economic change in particular. But that cannot happen without a change at the top of the echelon, of course, the political spectrum. And the political situation at the moment is dire and can easily go either way. But if it's handled peacefully, then everybody will be a winner. And I do hope that the ruling elite responds favorably and peacefully to the demands of the younger generation who want a new era for Algeria, a new democratic era for Algeria that they want to be proud of in the future. And also they don't have to go to the French embassy to ask for visas to emigrate. They want to stay put. That's what they want to do. If the ambiance and the employment
we're running short of time, Ali.
Everything is in place. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still have a couple of questions, and we have only almost 2 minutes. Nabil, will the political changes in Algeria set precedent for peaceful transitions in other Arab countries whose rulers usually stay in power for life?
It's a good question, but this depends, first of all, on what transpires inside Algeria. If the transition period is basically safe, focused, peaceful, and ensures a better, higher stage in the political development of this country, it could be exemplary for other nations, even in Africa, which many African countries suffer from the same Algerian syndrome. Two old presidents, age-wise, staying too much in power, too much corruption, economies that are weakening. So everything depends on how the Algerians themselves could set up an example of a successful transition.
Okay, back to London. That's all. Ali, you have 30 seconds to answer the same questions, please. 30 seconds.
I think I certainly agree with the previous speaker, and the Africa has a sort of a history of people wanting to stay in power for life. That has to change. And I think one has to take the example of Tunisia next door, who are obviously trying to have a transitional period that is at the moment working very well. And I think the Algerians would very much like the same thing happening in Algeria, so they can start a transitional period that is peaceful and also that is favorable to all concerned.
Okay. Now, one last question, and for Nabil, you know, it's an interesting point that protests in Algeria have been very peaceful, no reports of casualties. But when you look at France and the Yellow Vest protests there, you see some people have got killed, and there were a lot of serious injuries, and excessive force was used. What makes these rallies in Algeria different from those in France? We only have 30 seconds left.
First, the reaction with the police and the interaction with the security forces. Third, the demonstrators did not do anything provocative, like, say, shooting or killing, and accordingly, there was no equivalent action of violence. And basically, because everyone realized in Algeria that it is time for change, so the scene is a little bit tranquil. In France, it is France's tradition of radicalism, and it is basically the state's patience that allow these protesters to go longer periods
okay.
than the Algerians. Also, the Algerians were expecting change. The French would not affect change. Macron will not resign. The system of government in France will be intact,
unlike
the Algerian ones that really have to undergo some change.
Sorry, I have to jump in. We're out of time. Let me thank our guests. We had political analyst Ali Bahaiju from London and professor of George Washington University, Nabil Mikhail, who joined us from Washington, D.C. Interesting debate. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.